You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His name is D. Orlando Ledbetter. He is the Falcons beat writer. He has also been covering the NFL for a very long time. And D, we appreciate you jumping on with us as we continue to dissect what our new general manager and head coach are going to attempt to do. I got to start with what Mike and I were talking about before our last break, and that is there was a little confusion there yesterday. I guess Terry was wanting to ask, have you asked the first question, and you went in, didn't you?
Yeah, man. They're trying to spread it around. They got a new regime there. They don't know the ground rules. They know I'm supposed to go first, but hey, it's all good.
Nobody
else to get their burn on.
Nobody puts baby in a corner, Carl. Nobody.
I was crying, D. I'm not going to lie. I was listening to this thing, and it was funny because you were like, I'm ready.
Yeah, he's like, you must not have been ready. I was like, no, I got 12 questions for you.
All right, man, let's dive in, man. Obviously, we were not going to get the specifics about how we're going to fix this thing. But what do you think? I did like the quote, though, we're not going to make moves in 2021 that would burn us in 2023. I mean, are we going to try to make a run, obviously, here to get into playoffs? Or are we going to retool? Where do you think this goes?
Yeah, it's a retool. They can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's got to be a smart retool, because they won't, they're not going to come out and trash the roster in public. But, they were 4-12. There's a reason for it. They know they got to move the roster around. Terry said, they did it twice in New Orleans in 05 and then after 16. So it's nothing new on what they're going to be doing. They're going to be doing it without a lot of cap room. That's the only hard part. And that's what we had to do with 16 down there with Mickey Loomis and those guys.
So with no real commitment, at least from either one of these guys, about Matt and Julio, I guess the next big thing as we speak today is how they fill in this staff. What are you hearing, D? I mean, is he going to bring in experience? Is he just trying to fill, some of these positions with guys he knows? Do you have any inclination as to where he may go with these staff choices?
Yeah, the first four or five names we're hearing are just his guys that have been with him in Tennessee at some point. I don't know if he's just getting them interviews. He said he had talked to a lot more people than we have seen, but the early list is not real impressive. He's going to call the play, so he's interviewed Dave Ragone and Freshman Jackson from the Carolina wide receiver coach. Neither one of them have called plays. So, I mean, you might want to have a backup play caller with all the stuff going on right now. And then, Dean Pease is like 71, and so he's getting, it's going, and coaching cronyism is rampant. So there's nothing holding him to interview the best possible candidate. So hopefully he can upgrade his staff from what we're seeing here earlier. But I mean, once you get a head coaching job, you're going to call your boys first. And that's one of the things that the NFL is trying to break up with all the cronyism and all the diversity and inclusion. When the first thing the coach does is call his five buddies up and sets up interviews.
Right. So I know Wade Phillips threw his hat in the ring, if you want to get speaking of older guys. But it's D. Led with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, man, the guy, I seem like a no-nonsense guy. Like, kind of like reminds me a little bit of when we got Smitty. A lot of folks really didn't know much about Arthur Smith. But, I mean, the results in maximizing the talent, if we could get that kind of run game there, do you think we'd have a commitment to a running back high in the draft?
No, you don't have to get a running back high in the draft. I mean, the biggest thing he did over there, was save Ryan Tannehill. That was pretty impressive. Because, I mean, we used to go see him every year in Miami and then the preseason and regular season. And I thought he was, you know, destined for the scrap heap. So that was impressive. Now, you don't have to get the running back high. You can get him third or fourth, and then you can go pick up some veteran, you know, Mark Ingram's out there. You know, you just need somebody that could plug it up in there for 4 or 5 yards consistently. And, you know, some young cat that can come in and break it. Gibson out of Memphis last year was a good pick for Washington. And Memphis has got another back coming up this year that the Falcons are going to want to scout. You know, I know everybody wants Najee Harris, but he can't catch, and you don't want to take him with the fourth overall pick.
It's D. Orlando Ledbetter talking about our Falcons. Terry Fontenot, our new general manager, he did say, you know, that he's not going to shy away from drafting a quarterback. So you're talking about running backs. Let's talk about quarterbacks at four. And more importantly, the fact that the GM comes in and says, I'm not afraid to add where we think we're already good. What did you take from that comment?
You know, Kyle, I've been saying this for the last 10 years. You got to pick the best player available.
Yep.
And then I go on my rant about Parade Jerry over Clay Matthews Jr., Tack McKinley over T.J. Watt, Jamal Anderson over Marshawn, Daryl Revis, and Patrick Willis. So that was refreshing. He said he learned that from Ozzie Newsome. I learned it from Ryan Wolf in Green Bay. You know, you go big, you go strong. You know, and if you got to take Aaron Rodgers when you got Brett Favre, you got to do it.
And that brings us back to, you know, everybody loves Trevor Lawrence. We get that. There's teams that might want to trade up. The logic, D, of trading down, stocking up a bunch of picks. You don't have a lot of money for free agency. So take a page from what the Dolphins did or what you just said. If you really like Justin Fields, I love Justin Fields, but he was inconsistent this year. What would you do?
I take Justin Fields. You got a year. You got a year or two to figure it out. You can bring him in just like Kansas City did. You know, Patrick Mahomes wasn't a finished product. He was at Texas Tech. I don't even think they had a winning record, but that was their guy. They bought him in. They let him learn the ropes under Alex Smith, and when he's ready to go, they traded Alex Smith. So the model's out there. It ain't real hard.
D, what do you do with our defense? I want to ask you about a guy like Keanu Neal. And again, I know that the player evaluation is going to happen with the new staff, but I'm, you know, there are some guys right now for me that are on the fence, and I go, I don't know if I want to pay this guy what he could potentially command, you know, from another team, and even put us, you know, further behind the eight ball when it comes to the cap. How do you feel about, and I'm using Keanu as an example, but how do you feel about some of those decisions that need to be made if you're looking at this personnel right now?
Yeah, what you do, Carl, is the guys that can play football, you keep them. The guys that can't play football, you let them go. He can play football. You got to find a way to keep them, even though, you know, you're in the best place salary cap-wise. I don't know how big that safety market is going to be. You don't. They don't really – you know, we've seen Buda Baker and Tyrann Mathieu get a lot of money, but he's been hurt 2 years. He can't command that big a market. You might can talk him into, hey, come back for a year. You know, you got 2 years on the books, then maybe you can go get Buda Baker money or Tyrann Mathieu money. So I'm hopeful they can sign him because he can still play, and he showed that this year.
D. Led's with us, guys, from the AJC, D. Orlando Ledbetter. He was the president of the Football Writers Association of America, so he's got juice, man. He joins us here on the waitingfor.com hotline. What about the edge rush and where we're at? We didn't really know what we got with Marlon Davidson this year. Do you buy into it that Dante Fowler was just banged up and there is a ceiling that we haven't hit with this guy, or is this as good as it gets with Fowler?
Yeah, you kind of got to. You kind of got to hope you can salvage him some kind of way because you don't have anything else. Charles Harris is going to be gone. You got Jacob Mariner, who can, you know, play and be solid, I guess. You can bring back Steven Means. Alan Bailey's a cap casualty, more than likely. So, yeah, it's bleak over there. So I haven't come up with a remedy for him on the defensive side of the ball yet.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, Arthur Smith talked about the red zone, how, you know, his approach to the red zone. We know that's been an issue for us and trying to fix how, you know, efficient we are in the red zone. Okay, so can he do what he did there here? And if so, how? Because everybody talks about Derrick Henry, and he said, oh, there's only one Derrick Henry. Okay, so we've addressed the running back thing. How can he do what he did there, here?
He's got to improve the line, Carl. You know, our line wasn't getting any push in the red zone after the start of the season when people knew they were going to run it. You know, Todd Gurley got off to a great start, and then there was no more holes. There was nothing. There was nowhere to go. You know, the blocking that he uses is a punch block. They got to punch people off the line and so forth and do some of that old outside zone cutting and sealing out the backside stuff. So, you know, as a former lineman, he should be able to teach that, and he'll get somebody in here that can teach it. But as far as just lining up in the gaps and knocking people back, you know, we're going to have to get some more linemen in here for that.
Right. It's a state of mind. It's an attitude that we haven't had. I mean, my boy Gono's got it. You still don't see it. All right, speaking of the O-line,
yeah, D. Bring back Harvey Dahl. Bring back Harvey Dahl.
No, I know Tyson Clavo, Dahl. That's what the dude is. McClure to Mud Duck.
Yeah, those guys were nasty. They were nasty.
All right, let me ask you this. In light of that, couldn't we just – I know it would be embarrassing, and you'd need him to take a pay cut. It's not plausible maybe, but wouldn't you love to move just Jake Matthews into guard on the left side and go draft another tackle?
Well, if Gano could play guard, you're okay. But if the Pinay guy from Oregon is the best player at four, maybe you start him at guard and then move him outside to tackle. Okay. If Gano and McGarry is as close as the last staff thought they were, maybe Gano could beat him out there. So, I mean, you got a couple options, you know, drafting a kid up high, Gano beating out somebody. Maybe Hennessy getting some competition because the guy that they picked Hennessy over Lloyd Cushenberry, who went to Denver and made the PFWAR rookie team yesterday. So it looked like they missed on the center, too.
D, before we let you go, there seems to be a lot, right, that they've got to do. And you know, right now it's like, oh, we got to get the staff. We got to evaluate the roster. We got to. What's the most important thing this offseason, in your opinion? If we talk 2 months from now, which we'll talk plenty before then, but, you know, once we get to a point where this offseason has played itself out, what's the most important thing this team and this new regime has to do?
Get linemen, defensive, offensive linemen. That was the failure of the Dimitroff administration. He built a donut team, got pretty things around the outside, but nothing in the middle. And so if these guys draft 8 linemen and sign 10 and find a running back, then they're going to be on their way.
There you go. I mean, we talked about it, 16, man. If you're scoring more points, you're keeping the defense in one-dimensional mode, that makes a young, you know, defense come. I still love the idea of falling back and stocking up this squad, man.
Yeah, you got to figure out how good this draft is. And it's going to be kind of bogus draft because you ain't going to have a combine. So if I knew that the draft was loaded, I would go for that.
Right.
Now, I you got too many unknowns, and you've been whiffing in the draft anyway, so you need to nail it this year. But, yeah, that's certainly going back and getting some picks, getting some corners, getting some linemen, you know, somebody that's going to knock some people off the ball and, you know, play with an attitude. That's what I want to see.
We do, too. D, I just want to say, man, great job again during the regular season. You know how this is. We've been through a few of these together, and this was another tough season for us to just ride through. But you did a hell of a job. We always appreciate you coming on and kicking it with Mike and I. Keep up the good work. Follow him on Twitter, guys, and we'll be talking Falcons with you soon.
Well, thank you, Carl and Mike. Appreciate y'all having me on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.